Sì, è tutto vero. Abbiamo, grazie all'intervento di Giulio, Tommy Castro. Hi man, how you doing?
Sembro.
Nice to meet you.
Assomiglio più a un uomo della sicurezza che a uno speaker ultimamente perché li accompagno qui. Insomma, abbiamo Tommy Castro. We have
fantastico.
Tommy Castro in radio position.
Castro.
Buonasera, signorino, buonasera.
Right, right.
This, and we say goodnight to Napoli.
Great song.
Because we're going to Pignola instead.
A bluesman came to town, to Pignola, in this time.
Absolutely. I was very happy to be here.
Thank you so much.
The only problem is I eat too much.
Okay.
Too much mangiare.
Certo. Right, right. The Italian food is wonderful.
I can't stop eating all the food. Too much mangiare. Pizza, pasta.
Wow.
Buffalo, mozzarella. What do I have? Gelato. I gained 4 pounds already. I only been here for 2 days.
Came back to music. What was the audience tonight?
Beautiful.
Wow.
Wow. Perfect audience for our music.
Fantastico, fantastico. Ho chiesto com'era il pubblico.
And the night was a perfect weather tonight. It's beautiful weather.
Yes.
It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Right.
And how do you say audience in
pubblico, Italian? Pubblico.
Pubblico. Say, because it's similar in French and similar in Spanish.
Yes.
And similar in Portuguese.
Right.
So
right.
I get them confused. Pubblico.
Pubblico. Exactly.
It's a miracle because in the other place raining in this night, but with Tommy Castro of Pignola is very good night.
Very good night. Pubblico molto bene.
Okay. Perfetto, ottimo italiano.
Notiamo uno sforzo, insomma, è un sacrificio importante da parte di Tommy Castro verso l'italiano.
I had two uncles when I was growing up. Two of my uncles are Italian.
Wow. Due zii italiani quando è cresciuto.
My aunts and my aunts would cook Italian food.
Wow, okay.
They're Portuguese ladies, but they cook Italian all the time. And my mother cook Italian.
Wow, amazing.
So. I'm almost Italian, but not quite.
All right.
One answer, Tommy. You love Robin Ford because the style of guitar on stage is similar to style of Robin Ford.
No.
And, for me...
That's a huge compliment. That's a wonderful compliment. I have to be honest with you. I think Robin Ford is a little more advanced musician than myself.
Right.
But I have my feel... because I'm a big fan of his and also Chris Kane.
Right.
You like Chris Kane? Yeah, Chris Kane and Robin Ford, those guys are at another level of guitar. I play the blues the old-fashioned way, but I also am inspired by Robin and Chris,
yes.
Larry Carlton, these guys. But mostly my style is from Buddy Guy or B.B. King or Muddy Waters, these
the
kind
masters
of guys.
Of blues.
The old guys, you know.
Yeah.
But I incorporate everything new that I can that fits with it. So, like tonight, we did a John Lee Hooker song.
Yes.
And we did our own style of a boogie in there.
Right.
That's something different that I do. But great night. Thank you, guys. And were you broadcasting the show?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, now you tell me. I would have played better songs if I knew.
You play so good.
Sì, stava spaventando la registrazione. Nel frattempo io avevo, insomma,
bravo,
chiesto se amasse in qualche maniera Robin Ford come,
esatto,
come musicista. Lui l'ha paragonato, insomma, cioè l'ha un po' elevato ad altissimi livelli del blues,
esatto,
dicendo che è un grandissimo musicista e che per lui è stato un po' un complimento questo accostamento. Tra l'altro ha citato B.B. King, ha citato tantissimi artisti,
i grandi maestri
del blues,
i
vecchi ragazzi del blues. E sappiamo perfettamente, anche un po' esplicitando la sua biografia, che ci ha anche collaborato in qualche maniera, aperto il loro tour, quindi insomma grandissimo a Tommy Castro.
Esatto. Tommy, a question very simple,
okay,
but too tough.
Well, okay.
what's the blues for you?
Oh, it's my life.
Right.
It's my life.
Right.
When I was 12 years old,
yeah,
or by maybe 10 years old,
okay,
I was listening to the Rolling Stones,
yeah,
and Cream and these kind of bands from the UK. and all these songs were being played on the radio in America, and yes. I learned to play the guitar, and when I was maybe 12, 10 to 12, I started to play, and from that time on, I would really get the blues. Yes. I go to school, I'm not that smart, wow. and I was not doing well in school, but right. I come home and I play guitar, I play the blues, right. and I feel better. Right. So,
this is my way.
Yes, huh? And sometimes I was growing up, you know, I was a little bit fat as a kid. Yeah. So I'm not getting too many girlfriends. And I also have the blues. Yeah. So I play music. I play this music and I feel better.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Okay. For the long while I play. Fantastic. So that's what it is to me. It saved my life, basically.
Wow, wonderful. Yeah. Praticamente ha detto che all'età di 10 anni ha cominciato ad ascoltare Rolling Stones e ha aperto un mondo praticamente, poi crescendo anche ai 12 anni, era un ragazzino un po' grassottello, quindi non fidanzate, non niente, però c'era il blues, allora il blues gli ha veramente modificato la vita e l'ha resa strepitosa, per cui thank you so much.
Now you're a good man.
I'm okay. And, I do all right.
And one question, and fine.
The last one, too.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're a big bluesman, no? But what's the America for a big bluesman? What is the America for the bluesman? The geography location?
Well, there's a number of occasions for blues in America.
Yeah.
There's many blues festivals. Many blues clubs, nightclubs and theaters that performing all the time. There's a constant stream of blues artists traveling through the U.S. A couple of big things, though, like Jazz Fest in New Orleans is a big event. And my favorite is the Blues Cruise.
Wow.
It's a cruise ship with 2,500 people.
Wow.
And everybody from Buddy Guy, Bobby Bland, Etta James, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Derek Trucks and Susan Truck.
Wow.
And everybody plays on the Blues Cruise.
Yeah.
And I get to go every year, twice. And so that's a very important show for us. It's a very important part of the American blues scene. So if you are on the Blues Cruise,
yes.
everybody knows. Yeah, so it's good.
Sì, abbiamo chiesto un po' cosa significa l'America anche nei suoi luoghi del blues a Tommy Castro e giustamente lui ci ha un po' raccontato alcune esperienze, alcune aneddoti, ha parlato di 25.000 persone, cioè Pignola non avrà mai questi numeri,
no, però,
però insomma avere invece Tommy Castro a Pignola significa tanto,
sicuro,
perché
sicuro.
Ha frequentato questi grandi festival
sicuro.
E quindi anche un grande amore verso la sua terra natia e la terra natia soprattutto di questo bellissimo genere.
Thank you so much,
Tommy Castro.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
And,
buonasera.
Buonanotte. Buonasera. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Buonasera. Buonanotte. And I come back to Italy as soon as possible. So I got to go home and lose the weight. When I come back.
Bisogna prima perdere un po' di peso per tornare.
Allora,
thank you so much.
Grazie
for TV Radio.
Grazie.
So good.
Thank you.
Let's have a picture.